All right, so much talk about the college football playoff and Baylor and TCU being left out. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Baylor hired a PR firm to help state their case with the national media. Well, joining us now is the director of that PR firm, which is called Carter Public Relations Enterprises. And he's going to talk to us about the campaign that I guess ended up kind of failing for Baylor. I'm sorry, are you the president of the firm?
President, owner, and operator.
What's your name?
Ed Carter.
Oh! Yeah, I thought that voice sounded familiar.
They hired your PR firm. I didn't know you had a PR firm.
Well, I have that, and I have about 180 acres I farm out here.
Uh-huh.
Out where?
East Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
Center of the United States of America, boy.
Right, right. Hey, don't get on me. We play your commentaries from time to time.
I know, but Ticket's about the only station that'll play me anymore. I guess people just don't like the truth.
Yeah, maybe not.
And I tell you who's on my S list right now.
Who?
Art Briles.
Why?
Why?
He went from a guy who hired me because he knew what was right and true to a guy who didn't read the full statement I wrote for him.
So you wrote some of that stuff he said yesterday.
I wrote a good bit of it, but he didn't read all of it. I got the original statement right here.
Okay.
Good evening, America. This is Art Briles, and I'm speaking to you from a concrete bunker deep underneath the sandy loam of an unspecified location in the great state of Texas. I'm here because we're losing our country. This is not the land our forefathers envisioned. By now, you've probably heard that the godless powers in control of the CFP have left Baylor out of the Final Four. Do you think our forefathers could have ever imagined this would happen to a Big 12, 11-1 record team? Damn CFP. I tell you what CFP stands for. Country of F and P's.
Oh, okay, now. We're on the air.
Easy, Ed.
Personally, I think the committee needs to be disbanded, about half its members drawn and quartered. They need to get new members. Personally, me, Art Briles, thinks the committee needs a little more regionalized with people who are associated with the south part of the United States.
He read that part.
That's all I'm saying, you know. Somebody who knows football down here. When I die, I'm going to be buried in Texas. I'm not going to be buried in Maryland or whatever lib state them people are from.
He basically read that.
Yeah. As soon as old Archie Manning left that committee, I knew we was in trouble. That left the only person on that committee born in the South was Condoleezza Rice. Good Lord.
Yeah, I can see why he edited that.
Despite the obvious thing going against her, she was at least born in Alabama and a Republican. But God. Yes, I'll say it. It's obvious what she is. A woman. She don't know no football.
I'm glad you left that out.
The Big 12 championship 2 years in a row. We won. Our guys are good. Baylor's an American team from true America. Much more American than the Big Ten. Bunch of Yankee entitled leftist teams. Team from Texas should have been in there, and it should have been Baylor, not that short, fat-ass Gary Patterson's horny frogs. Baylor beat the hell out of TCU. We're a better team through and through. Just look at our quarterback position. Bryce Petty, 3,300 unbelievable yards, 22 amazing touchdowns, only 6 meaningless interceptions.
His numbers were good.
Horny Frogs got Trayvon Boykin, 3,700 garbage yards, 30 questionable touchdowns, and get this, 7 wild-ass interceptions.
That's only one more than Petty.
I'm sorry, he just don't have the discipline to play the most important position since Jesus.
Okay, now, come on, very controversial.
Big 12 should have stuck to their slogan, one true champion, Baylor Bears, the team of the New Testament and Thomas Jefferson. I ain't here to bitch. My motto's always been get happy or get your ass out. But this omission is what you get when you got someone like Obama in the White House.
All right. God. I'm glad. Yeah, you don't need that in there.
There's still one true champion, and it's on the Brazos, and they play the greatness right there at the Drayton McLean Stadium. Of course, I'm talking about the Baylor Bears.
Yep.
I beseech thee, O Lord, let the ghost of Grant Taft haunt them committee member families for the rest of their natural-born lives. It's still real to me, damn it. I conclude, God bless you, and God bless the Baylor Bears of Waco, Texas. I'm Art Briles. Out.
Wow. Well, that's the speech that could have been read yesterday by Art Briles.
I'm glad for Art's sake he edited that.
Luckily he bailed on some of those lines. All right.